Billing. And Janelle, you've been working the fair today.
I have. I absolutely love the fairs. And for me, the Chippewa County Fair is very special to me because having grown up by Big Bend on a farm there, I was a 4-H kid here.
Oh.
So I was one of those 4-H kids that did the livestock show, bringing in hogs, and we had sheep in our family, and of course those 4-H projects. So every year you look forward to it. Now as I've gotten a little older and grown through the years, I'm happy that Hughes Real Estate, we have been volunteering our time today to be able to drive the golf carts to bring people, pick them up in the parking lots and get them here to the fair.
And I'm happy to report that Janelle brought me to the fair alive and well without any incidents.
That's right. I said I think I've only had 5 tickets, but not all in the same week or anything. But
no, Janelle picked me up. You get out of my car and someone hollers my name, Paul, and there's Janelle in the golf cart.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to walk the half a mile or whatever.
I know, that door-to-door service.
That's a great service, though, they provide.
Oh, they really do. And, you know, as we watch here today, young, old, everyone, it is really picking up here at the fair. People are coming on out, and it's a great day. There's something for everyone out here.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like real estate.
Yeah. Something for everyone, that's for sure. Let's talk about the real estate market, Janelle. I know you're very busy.
I feel so blessed because it is exceptionally busy. And although we don't have the number of houses, there seems to be a shortage. It's a national issue as well as our local issue. That means that we have more buyers than there are houses available, but those houses keep moving. And in today's day and age, what's great is the sellers are ready to sell all throughout the year and buyers are ready to buy.
Okay.
We just have one of those opportunities where people are so easily on the move. And so, yes, it's in all areas from in-town residential to our farm places and our rural properties and even our commercials. So that progress is fantastic for our communities.
That's right. And I noticed on your website the other day, houses in Appleton, Holloway, Montevideo, all over the place.
Yeah, we are very excited about that. We actually had the need to have 3 offices, which we are very fortunate to have Jesse Hughes as our broker. Jesse grew up just north of Big Bend. He's more Danvers area.
Okay.
And so I grew up with him. He's been a lifelong friend of mine. And as he, through the years, established himself into the real estate business and become a broker, his office is out of Benson.
Okay.
And then I have the office in Montevideo, and Sherry Mathewitz, she runs our office in Granite Falls. So we have properties available for sale in Benson and Appleton and Milan and Watson and Dawson and Montevideo, Granite Falls, and the surrounding area. So we are, like I say, very blessed. Was just out doing showings and this morning.
Oh, wow.
So in Dawson, and so it's fun. Things are moving.
Yeah, you're very busy, that's for sure. And I love your new office here in Montevideo, Janelle.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
You know, 3 years ago I wanted that office, and I just would drive by and see that white house, and it was a little house at the time.
Yep.
And it said for sale by owner, and it says, call Mike. And I dialed that number, and I dialed that number, and Mike just wouldn't answer. And pretty soon that sign goes down, and I'm like, who bought that? Shoot, what am I going to do? And I had at that time thinking, what would I do with it? Am I ready to move into that position? And here again, blessings come at the perfect timing. And I found out through a friend of mine that place was for sale. And turned it into my real estate office, and it's been a fantastic opportunity for us.
You can't miss it driving down 212. That's
beautiful. Thank you. It's at 613 West Highway 212. I invite you to stop in at any time. Certainly would love to visit with you about purchasing a home or selling your home. We see the different surges throughout the year as far as the time people are buying and selling.
Right.
And we kind of go through that according to what time of year it is. So now we've come off of 4th of July. There was a little bit of a kind of a lag over the weekend. And now people pick up and go, we're on the last half of summer. We better figure out if we're going to move or not, or put our house up for sale before winter.
All right. So get a hold of Janelle in her Montevideo office, right?
Yes. Right. You can always check us out at HughesRealEstate.net, or we have all of our listings there. Or you can certainly give me a call at 320-226-5586.
There you go. And I appreciate you advertising.
Thank you. I love Q92. All of you guys are great, and we're just grateful to be a part of the community and be able to give back.
Okay. I ask this every person I interview at the fair, your favorite fair food.
Oh, my favorite fair food is the Mia Mexico.
Oh, you know, there's been a lot of that.
Oh, my. They actually have their restaurant in Benson, and this is the second year they've been here. See, I love the fair.
Was that the people that were on the golf course with?
Yes, they were on the golf cart with us. They actually were bringing up some items for their concession stand here, so check them out as well.
That's the people that own the restaurant?
The Mia Mexico in Benson.
Okay.
And they were so popular here last year for a new change and something different. So, yeah, like you said, there's something for everyone.
I'll do that for my dinner tonight.
Very good. Right. You won't be disappointed.
All right. Janelle, it's always a pleasure to visit with you, and thank you for stopping by the
fair. Yeah, you as well. Thank you, and thanks for having me.
You bet. You like our new Q92 banner?
I love it. They're sharp.
All right.
We'll see you soon.
All right. That's Janelle Welling with Hughes Real Estate and Auction. Here in Montevideo, and once again, the Chippewa County Fair going on today and tomorrow. And I think we're going to visit with Charlie Roth a little after 5 o'clock here tonight, and a couple others as well. So we'll continue with our fair broadcast here in Montevideo. Back to you, Maynard.
Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Heartland Motor Company of Morris, Fiesta City Liquor, Montevideo, the House of Spirits in Appleton, Chippewa County, Montevideo Hospital, Grace Haven Assisted Living Madison, Neon Needles Dawson, Hometown Flooring and Blinds in Hancock, and Hair Razor and Kane in Madison. Be sure to get out and have some fun at your county fair.